From KALW News in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition G. Here's KALW's Lee Romney.
Proposition G is all about pay for San Francisco Unified School District educators. Recruiting and retaining teachers, instructional aides, and others who work with students has been tough for the district. That's because San Francisco is a very expensive place to live. Prop G would boost educators' pay through a $298 parcel tax on properties in San Francisco. It would kick in on July 1st and stay in place for two decades. Senior citizens would be exempt. It's expected to generate $50 million a year. Three-fourths of that money would go to pay increases for teachers and other educators. They'd end up getting a 7% boost to their yearly salaries. The rest would go for professional development, digital technology, and staffing at high-need schools that have been historically underserved. And 4% would go to support charter schools. It's not a new concept. Voters passed a smaller parcel tax for teacher pay boosts in 2008, and that one lasts for two decades too, so there'd be some overlap. So who backs this proposition? The Teachers Union, United Educators of San Francisco, and the district's deputy superintendent. City supervisors and school board trustees support it too, and there are also lots of individual contributors. The biggest is Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff, who put in $250,000 earlier this month. Who's against it? The Libertarian Party of San Francisco. They say San Francisco Unified teachers already get paid enough, and they don't like taxes, especially parcel taxes, because everyone gets hit with the same amount, regardless of the value of the property. So vote yes on G if you want to boost teacher pay. Vote no if you don't want another parcel tax or believe San Francisco Unified educators don't need a raise.